So how did you now get into the old Zanku mix and Zanku Records and all that?
Zanku Records, the thing is, I feel it was a privilege for me. Do you understand?
Mm.
There's one thing I always make sure I do. No matter who you are to me, I don't feel entitled to your property.
Mm.
Before I joined Zanku Records, I was friends with Zlatan. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Even before he became the Zlatan, everybody
knows. Oh, so you've been friends from childhood?
Friends for a while, from like uni. We schooled in the same
college
area.
Days.
Not the same school, but the same area.
Nice.
So we knew ourselves since that time. You know, it was popping in Mapuli that time. I was popping.
I knew he went to Mapuli.
So we knew ourselves in the area. Okay, now you be king for this place. Now you be king for this
place.
Yeah, so we're chilled friends, you know, one way. Then later, we now became closer. Do you understand?
Mm.
So as I then, that was when Isha got the opportunity to fast forward. He got the opportunity to, you know, do a song with Olamide. David jumped on the song and danced to it, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And then
mm.
big shout out to Zlatan. That was it for him. So then, let me tell you the story now.
Okay.
So this was how it happened. You know, over time, we've been keeping tabs and then we've been relating. He has always been responding to me. He's a very, very good guy.
Correct guy.
Sometimes he sends me money randomly. I'm not capping. I'm not saying it because I am under his imprint right now. I'm saying the truth. Some as at then, 2017 thereabout, he will send me 2017, 2018. He will just message me Alpha, oh, but you do okay. Send your account. He will send me 30k, 50k. That time. Do you understand? That 50k for me that time. You got like 5 million for me now. That time he will send me money. I'll go happy. I'll post one video.
That's my guy. I'll
drop a song.
Mm-hmm.
Repost you know all those things. He didn't stress the old connection we had. He still kept with it. You understand? So there was this one time in 2019. That was when Tenny had a concert, Tenny Billionaire concert at a hotel. So there was this friend of mine, Lilo. Lilo was in charge of. Lilo plays sax for. He's on tour with David right now, Seth.
Oh, okay.
So he's Tenny's very, very cool friend. You know. All of us go way back. CNS.
Wow.
Tenny and I, you know, used to be in the same.
That one, you can't tell. That one, yes. I can't see CNS.
With that Lelo guy, too. You get. Wow. So all of us knew ourselves. And Lelo was like my very cool guy from church that time. You know, he always saw me as a big brother kind of
thing. Mm.
The guy was like, yeah, my guy, I'm not your elder brother. You understand? So he also had the same connection with Tenny. So there was this time I was trying to get to Tenny, you know. So I can even, if I shall get the audience, I go introduce myself.
Yeah.
So you remember who
I am.
And our fathers were actually friends, you know,
from
church. You get so I could actually just say a lot of things and she grants me audience. Then from there, let's see what goes.
Yeah.
So that time, Lelo Sha said, and I said, okay, I want to see him. And blah, I told him everything I needed. I was struggling that time, blah, blah, blah. So he said, Tenny had an interview with a TV station that time that I should come. My manager works with the TV station too. So he also told me, Alpha, Tenny go day. I said, person don't tell me already.
Okay.
I came. That interview they did that day, nothing really happened. We just greeted ourselves. You get. So Lilo was now like, okay, this is the P. Tenny is having a concert soon and she'll be having rehearsals with her band. If I can come there, you know, she'll dance me.
Yeah, strike the connect. Yeah.
Lo and behold, I got to the first rehearsal. She needed somebody like me in the band.
Wow.
Do you understand? Yeah. There was no strong male vocals.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So in my head, I was like, I'll be brand on my own. Shall I go the backup? Shall I go the backup for 10? You know, I told my manager that time, and I was like, bro, if he go be, he go be. And the funny thing was, she was offering to pay.
Wow.
Every rehearsal, she was paying me. Yeah. Even after the show, she paid. So it was not like she was telling me to do it for
free. Yeah.
She told me, you know, Lelo told me, I'm drum, blah, blah. And I was like, oh yeah, now. The funny thing is, the guys that were there, some instrumentalists were there that were like guys that knew me from way back.
Yeah.
As they saw me, they thought I was coming to feature on one of the songs that she's performing at the concert. I said, we did together by this band. So, you know, we were there, we were doing rehearsal by rehearsal. We got closer, you know. I got closer to Tenny.
Yeah.
When he got close to when she was about to put out, she was about to, when the concert day was getting closer, she had a flu that time. You get, she had, I think it was malaria or something. Tenny walked up to me. I know she doesn't remember this.
Wow.
But she just walked up to me. She said, I know today feel fine. Now you go perform. So she's just telling me she's always going to be on stage as the figure ad libbing, but now I'm going to
go the sing for background. Wow.
And then I held on to that. Do you understand? That's not where the story is going. So we okay, fast forward to the day of the concert. As at that time, Tenny and I were now cool guys.
Yeah, Tenny's a G. Yeah, she's
so a G. Yeah. We're cool guys already. We're relating. On that stage, when we were doing sound check that day, I saw guys from ETV Sound City. My guys that I knew, because me, I did every year at the Wakago. So most of them know me. I say, I beg, if I don't do my coverage, make him reach my side. Maybe people don't see.
That you back up.
I already told them that, because me, I was like, she ain't gonna be like slap on my face. Me, we had to try create brand for my. I can't be back up for another artist.
I just do it.
So I was on that stage that day. You know, we all wore a uniform. I think it was white. Yeah, white native, all of us. So, because Tenny is actually, apart from her being a G, she's actually a cultural person. So, you know, we had that white native on, all of us, and, you know, we were performing, and then it got to a segment, they said, okay, it was time for the featured artists. So, every other person could leave the stage, but some of us still had to be on stage in case they needed
the backup.
Do you understand? So, I was still glued to my own mic. The next thing, I just hear say, is that fan come stage? Ah, no, if you see my guy from where they had a signal to him, I thought they say, make you not see me.
No,
he just look back. See, this is the look. Let me give you the look. He look back. Did you know that look?
Yeah,
you know,
like
he looked back. He looked back like okay. Like, he just looked back normal.
Like, am
he
I sure?
See what he see.
Yeah, like
as he face from, he can't look back. Say,
uh-huh.
How about this now? I remember what he did, because that time I think why he looked back was he was looking for his personal assistant, Beast Loaded. He wanted to throw some. I think he wanted to throw his shade and probably the towel.
Yeah, to the crowd.
To him.
To him, to okay, hold, to keep, yeah.
So as he don't sit down, as he just sit down, I mean, like, he just threw shade to me. And he threw it to me. So now I look down, like, ah, I don't have to die. I say, yeah, my guy, see me. You get. So after he performed, other artists, I mean, I just left the stage with him. I just went to the green room at the hotel with him also. I just went there. He was like, ah, now you be this. I found out a long time. Oh my, this guy, you they also waiting for him to do for you.
I say,
I did part of the guys with the pack of for them. He say, hey, there he introduced me to his lawyer and see him. He say, like, ah, but boy, you already mean you. Ah, who was going to go to the house? I'm going to go to the house. The next thing he just told me, that was December. He said, Alpha, I want to start my record label in January. January 1st. You will like, you're interested. Ah, I look at him like this and I'm like, I don't understand.
Now, because say you know your strength. Now, because say you know your strength, like, right?
As in, for my head, they look say, this guy, they ask hungry person if he wants food. Wait till me, they do like this. You want to sign me, they ask me if I'm interested. Wait till I want to be interested, pass again. Do you know from there, when I told him yes, he said, okay, I should come to the house the next day. So from there, I went to home and I went to his house the next day. From that next day, I went to this house. I didn't go back to my house again.
Wow. That's it. Wow.
And then we were there, we had the plan, you know, he was already telling me, okay, I'll go and record something with so person, blah, 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 blah. And January 1st came, he announced his record label, Zanku Records, blah, blah, blah. That's how the whole thing happened.
Wow.
So it was just, that's why I said I feel privileged, because it's just the grace of God. I mean, it's...
it's grace of God, and at the same time, it's also boiled down to what you've done in the past time,
and
you know.
Proper placement.
Yeah.
Trust me, whatever I might have done, if I was not at a concert that day, no be saying no me. But
so it's more or less love, prep, meet opportunity.
Do you understand? That's just the thing. Because I was there that day. He saw me and he remembered what he wanted to do for me. Do you understand? So that's just how it is. If to say I know the idea, he still gets the plan for me, however. But if he know fast like that, because he know see me.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
That's why you have to be accessible as much as you can.
So I was, me where the also will be saying, no, say I don't turn celebrity. I could be anywhere. So me, I just did, and I. The funny thing is, till date, until now, probably when this comes out, Tenny will see it. Tenny didn't know that's how I got signed. Funny enough. And Tenny, don't worry, Tenny is my G. I love Tenny so much.
Yeah.
Tenny. I love Tenny.
Most
very,
places
very
I've been
way.
To, nobody speaks ill
I love
about
Tenny
that girl.
Very,
everybody
very,
loves
very
her.
Crazy.
Everybody
way.
Loves her.
Do you know I made the song with Tenny? I was okay. It was we were at David's house. Tenny was recording "Oh My Ego Now For You." That's the song they were recording at the time. So we're like a lot in the studio. Myself, Mayor, Zlatan, a lot of us were in the studio with David and all. So it was there that I now told Tenny, because before then we had seen a couple of times and then we already knew ourselves. She remembers me from her show, but now I'm with Zanku Records and stuff. So she already took me as a guy. You get so that day I was just like, "Ah, fam, she was supposed to give them one." She said, "Now you the run now." I said, "You know, call me, you know, tell me." Say, "Ah." I said, "Give me this like this." I remember that day, she said, "Come on, where is the come?" And I called. She said, "Oh yeah, make her the come."
Wow.
And I go to the house. We wanted to record song. I was there with my producer. We wanted to record song. And then Tenny said, "Let us pray." And in my head, I mean, it's not like he's new to me because I do it too.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, "Tenny, why not?" Do you know that feeling? So she was like, "Let us pray." She said a couple of words to me. She said, "I know how difficult it is as a struggling artist to look for a label. I know how it is when you're under a label to get a hit song. I know how it is when you get a hit song, how to maintain it and get another banger." So
Because she's been through the whole course.
Part you are trying to walk through. So I'm with you, my G. That's what she told me.
Wow.
So she was just, that day we were recording like three different songs before we now put out someone. So she was just like, "Let's pray." We prayed. Real prayer, we did praise and worship. Tennis that spiritual, yes.
Wow.
We did praises and worship. After that, we now prayed. And he said, "Oh yeah, producer, she laptop where you can be banger, daddy." And we made a banger. Though the content of the song we made was very dirty. Because that's the irony of everything.
Yeah.
Before we made a dirty song. But still, we made that song and she was like, "I did for you, no worry. Anytime, just call me." She told me, "Say, no forget, I go tell you, I go remind you anytime when you drop this song, this particular song, where you want to drop, I go remind you, we still perform for different stages all over the world. I promise you." I'm still looking forward to those days to come.
Did you release the song?
Yes, now.
Oh, nice.
That's the last song I put out before this one I put out last week. So, Tenny is chilled. Do you understand? Tenny is very... I love Tenny.
There's one video I saw. One very old video that I saw. Nashake. That Ashake was back in
there. Yeah.
Nobody even knows Ashake. No,
Tenny is very playful. Tenny is playful. Tenny is very playful. He pay, I mean, she did follow you play pass. Make her the fight. Like play, she and she said get her story. So she go always, when we were together, she told me her story too. I was in this girl's house when we recorded, when I got the call from she. You know when you have a story, you always
funny enough the first day I heard her, I can actually remember that I tweeted the first day I heard her sound. I tweeted, I said, "She's next."
Continue watching full episode on Jabless Original Intelligence Podcast YouTube channel. Please click subscribe to our channel. Like and comment on our videos. Thanks for watching. Oh, my name is Jabless.